Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Greg Coonsill, who is the Managing Director of Georgia Mining. How are you, Greg?
I'm very well, thanks, Stephen. How are you?
Not too bad. It's been a short while since we spoke to you. Obviously, you've had quite a lot of busy news out there. And the first bit of news I would like to cover with you is the placing. Would you like to give us some background to that, please, and what your thoughts are around that?
Sure. It has been a very, very busy three to six months with a lot of progress being made and some excellent results from our work programs that have been ongoing in Georgia. I think as a result of the exceptional results we were seeing back in May, we were seeing demand from particularly institutional and smaller funds who were both existing shareholders and other parties who were interested in the company, and we decided to take the opportunity to raise some money. It was a significantly oversubscribed placing. We finalized on $7 million. It was raised at the market price. And I think it was received very well by the market, given that the share price immediately went up about 20% above the placing price, partly probably because of the demand and the fact that there was a large scale back of investors. But it's also meant that we've introduced a strong shareholder base. We had our two existing institutional investors participate in that placing. We had a number of other UK-based funds and institutions participate, as well as our other major shareholders. So I think it was a great result for the company. It has significantly de-risked the company and its plans going forward over the next 12 months. And what it's going to allow us to do is really keep the momentum that we've been gaining over the last 6 months with the exploration work ongoing in Georgia, and moving into the development and the production as the next steps.
In regards to the placing, obviously the previous one was done in November and that raised $2.6 million.
Correct.
Why the additional sort of higher amount when you're perceivably to the market going to be coming close to production sort of in the near term?
Yeah, look, I think that goes back to the overall project. And although the near-term production is a very exciting element of it, and we're in the process of finalizing the resource on the gold, which should be out in the next 3 to 4 weeks, which will then... The next step after that is the finalizing the production agreement and the timing on production. It's still, as far as the scale and the potential of this project, what's really been developing over the last 3 to 6 months with some of the drill results, particularly some of the more recent results on Gold Zone 2 that have seen the, as we get to the base of the gold oxides at around 50, 60 meters, we start intersecting the copper again. We also had that drill result, the high-grade copper result of 16 meters at 15% copper, including 5 meters at 40%. The potential size of the discovery here is really what drove that. So we set a target late last year of achieving an initial 1 to 2 million ton JORC resource, which we've met and exceeded. That was then to be followed by a target for 2017 of 3 to 5 million tons on a combined copper gold mineralization. Now that size has been targeted for a number of reasons. It's an optimized pit size. It helps with grade control, but it also gives us 3 to 5 years worth of production, feeding the excess capacity in our partner's copper float plant and gold heap leach. But ultimately, given the results we've been seeing, we now think that we set an exploration target, at the same time as we set that 3 to 5 million ton of 50 million tons plus over the entire Kavemo Bolnese East project. We now believe the potential is for that target to be significantly bigger than that. So we are now dealing with what we think could be a world-class discovery here. So while the short-term production is great and that'll generate cash flow, it's proof of concept, it validates the project and it strengthens our relationship with our local partner, we really wanted to maintain the momentum on the additional exploration and development, because we've moved beyond now that small third of 3 to 5 million ton target to a point where we are now looking at an overall open pit footprint of potentially 1 to 1.5 kilometers. Now, we've only tested that in most cases down to around, well, at the deepest, down to around 150 meters. In most cases, only down to around 100 meters. Most of the drilling's ended in mineralization, so it's open at depth, it's open in all directions. And given that potential size, the consensus and the agreement was to continue exploring, continue developing in parallel with the production. And that's what this new funding is going to allow us to do.
So obviously you just used two or three terms there. Near term, are you looking at going into production with the known mineralization that you have in place?
We are, yes. So we've already announced the initial copper resource. The overall resource was 2 million tonnes at 0.8% with a optimised 1 million tonne, just over 1 million tonnes at 1.2% copper, which meets the guidance set for us by our partner to utilise the excess capacity in the float plant. But sitting on top of that copper, we obviously have this gold oxide resource, which has been the focus of the most recent drilling campaign. And also the focus of the announcement that came out a couple of days ago, being the final 20 drill holes in the 64 drill hole drill campaign. What now needs to be done is the resource needs to be finalized on that gold oxide. Again, it's being the focus is deriving an initial smaller resource to satisfy the excess capacity at the heap leach plant. Once that's finalized, the metallurgical test work is effectively completed. We are finalizing an internal scoping study that will effectively put together the entire package to be able to then move on to mine planning and production timing. So when we're talking about near term, we're talking about, you know, within this year.
So just to highlight the sort of remaining acreage that you've obviously got sort of three projects under sort of exploration at the moment. How big is your acreage compared to what you've looked at present?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one as well, because part of the use of funds from these new proceeds is to start looking at some earlier stage exploration later in the year, because the focus has still got to be on getting this production up and running, and we still want to get a much better idea of the potential scale at KB East. But to give you an example, we have 860 square kilometres of licence area. We have 14 targets within that licence area. KB East has been the focus. We have another project, Dambludka, which is 8 kilometres south of the project at KB. There has been some work done there by us over the past 6 months. We've started doing early stage exploration work. The work we've found has generated very good results at KB, is what we'll effectively be replicating at Dambludka. It's an area that had historic mining back in the 1700s. It's had some exploration undertaken in the late 90s, early 2000s. We believe it's a gold epithermal deposit. We believe it has the potential to be significant as far as the scale and the size. It's still early days, but we've been getting returns from some of the trenching and the sampling that we've been doing there. Trenching samples, 30 to 50 metres, grading 1 gram gold, 1% copper. There is a very high-grade gold zone within that licence area. where some of the samples have returned upwards of 3,000 grams per ton. So it's a very prospective target, something that we will be having our guys in country doing work over the next 3 to 6 months, including excavations, more channel sampling, geophysics, and then we'd like to follow that up with a drill program later in the year. One of the other, I guess the next target is a project called Sitel Sepeli, which is a few kilometres east of Kavema Bolnisi. We did some drilling there earlier last year. We did get some good results, but they didn't have the same near-term production potential as we saw at KB East, which was why the focus was moved to Kavema Bolnisi in the short term. But Sitel Sepeli is another area that later this year, maybe early next year, we'll manage to get to and start doing some additional drill work on. It's a very prospective region. The mineralization sits on the Tethyan Belt, which is a well-known trend that runs all the way from Serbia down through Turkey, Armenia, up through Georgia, and then on down through Iran. There's any number of large producing mines within the Tethyan. There's a lot of exploration projects. The reason Georgia, I guess, has remained relatively underexplored up until this point was originally a sort of a geopolitical issues. And then there are still significant barriers to entry in Georgia as well. The country's been actively promoting foreign direct investment over the last few years. And there's been a lot of investment in the energy sector, particularly hydroelectrics, in commercial property, in infrastructure. But the mining environment in Georgia is still such that you're not able to come in and acquire an exploration license. You need to come in and buy a mining license. And we are able to benefit from the relationship we have with our partner, in that he came in when he bought his two producing mines and the overall exploration ground 8-9 years ago. He paid in the vicinity of $180 million for that. Now, for a small company to come in and take a mining license, you have a significant upfront cost, which has effectively kept the juniors out of Georgia. Now, that is something that's changing. The government is in the process of looking at modernizing and updating the mining and environmental legislation, and they've set that as a priority, and we expect to start seeing changes there in the next 12 to 18 months. But in the short term, that does give us a first mover advantage in what is a very, very prospective region.
Obviously, you've just covered the geopolitical risk there, and that's a good set of circumstances you've found yourself in. Could you talk just a small bit about the infrastructure locally? You've obviously touched on the local processing plant. What sort of further infrastructure is there?
Yes, look, KB is located 45 minutes from Tbilisi. So we have a lot of just general infrastructure in the area, paved roads, power, very, very cheap power, water. There's also a very strong labour force in the region as well. The Madnuli mine, which is obviously owned by our partner, 7 kilometres away from Madnuli, has been in production for 40 years now and has produced over 80 million tonnes of copper gold ore of a similar type as to what we have at KB. So it's a big employer in the region. Mining has historically been a big contributor to GDP in Georgia. So it's a well-known industry. We obviously have the general infrastructure, but we also have access to all of our partners' infrastructure. Number one, and what's allowing us to move into production with a relatively modest initial resource is the access to the plant, both the float plant and the gold heap leach facilities. But we also have a very good relationship with our local partner in that we utilize sample prep facilities. We utilize some of their geological staff. So it's a very cooperative arrangement that's beneficial to both parties. So as far as infrastructure goes, we're very, very well situated.
The last question is, based around the recent rises in the share price. If a new investor is looking at your company today, can you just summarise the key points and sort of future news items that you expect to be releasing?
Yeah, sure. So look, we have a very large project in Georgia. We have a 30-year mining license in a jurisdiction that's highly supportive of investment and mineral development. As a result of the relationship with our 50-50 JV partner who operates two producing mines very close to our projects, we have the short-term, near-term production potential by utilizing the existing plant and infrastructure. But I guess overall, we believe we have what has the potential to be a sizable world-class discovery, not just one, but the potential for many within our 860 square kilometre licence area. So there is a lot of potential for upside here in the short term. In the next 6 months, we're looking to move into production. We will also be expanding the exploration and development at KB, with the longer term target being to delineate a resource of 50 million tonnes plus, which we think should really put the company and the jurisdiction really at on the map.
Greg, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.